Oh, praise the Lord, folks. Let's stand for our final hymn this morning and open up to hymn 62. Glory to God. Hymn 62. I've been getting letters from all over the world, by email, of course, from folks that are really getting blessed on the website, following along in our teachings. And there's a couple of churches in Africa, one in Uganda, one in Kenya, and they're actually playing our Sunday morning service sermon on, like this morning's will be played next Sunday morning in two churches, big churches in Africa. So that's a blessing for them to doing it for their Sunday school hour, you know. So that is just awesome. We're getting feedback that the Lord is using us in this way to reach. You know, it's like going to the mission field without going.
Yeah, we need to pray that it continues because the United Nations has taken over the website.
Oh, boy,
and
I know.
The government now is going to say what can put on it.
Yeah. Yeah, also, speaking of the website, for those of you who don't know, newcomers, we were attacked by Russian terrorists, Russia cyber terrorists. Our website was targeted, and they actually shut us down for, what was it, 3 or 4 days, Kyle? Something like that. But at, going back about 4 months now, 5 months. But they shut us down for a few days, and of course, WordPress finally, they got all the bugs out and got it back up and running. But we were a target. You know, I'm always, you know, I don't hold back when I talk about Putin, you know, I tell it like it is, and they don't like that, you know, that's their hero over there. And so we got attacked online, but praise the Lord, we must be doing something right, amen? Suffering for Jesus, praise the Lord for that, that's a blessing. All right, folks, let's grab a hymn 62, and we're going to sing the first, the second, and the fourth. At the cross. Watts. Love it.
Alas, indeed, my Savior plead, and did my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for some?
Behold me. Was it
singing this morning. What a blessing to be together to worship our dear Lord. And at this time, let's grab our Bibles for our Sunday morning message. Open up to the book of Psalms this morning. Psalms chapter 101. Oh, how I love the Psalms. We receive such divine comfort, beloved, in the Psalms. It's just so precious to get alone with the Lord and read the Psalms. Of course, this was the Jewish hymnal, the book of Psalms, amen? David played the harp and the folks sang them and to the Lord. And many of the Psalms are prayers. Many of the Psalms are prophecies, prophetic. And some of the Psalms are penitential. But this morning, as we come to Psalm 101, I want to ask you a question and don't answer out loud. How's your spiritual life? I'm not speaking about here. Oh, it's easy to worship the Lord here in church with the beloved brethren. Amen. We come and we sing the songs and we praise the Lord and we pray together and we receive the preaching of God's word. But how is your spiritual life at home? You know, the Lord is concerned about every area of our lives. Amen? And the Lord wants to be a part of every area of our lives. Some people think that, you know, if I just go to church and give God an hour on Sunday morning, everything will be just fine. Do my own thing the rest of the week. It doesn't really work that way, according to David, here in Psalm 101. I want to, let's stand for the reading of God's holy word. And I want to bring a message this morning that I've entitled, Within My House. Within My House. Look with me in Psalm 101. We'll begin in verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, how we thank you for the passage before us this morning. Lord, I thank you that the sweet psalmist of Israel, the King David, spoke of these things within his house. And oh Lord, how applicable and practical your word is for us in our everyday lives today. We thank you that it liveth and abideth forever. And we thank you, Lord, that we can take your word and we can apply it to our lives today. And Lord, I thank you that like David, we can have we can behave wisely and have an understanding heart within my house. And oh God, we just ask your blessings upon your word. We ask your Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts. And if there might be something amiss within our homes, O God, that you might deal with us this morning, that we'd make that right before thee. O God, we ask you to bless your word in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated, beloved. Now, if there is any place, beloved, where we have trouble walking with a perfect heart, it's at home. It's easy to come to church and praise the Lord. Amen? But at home, listen, we want to take off the mask. At home, we want to let down our hair. At home, we want to cut loose a little, and more often than not, it gets us in trouble. We'll say things at home that we would never dream of saying in public. We'll do things at home that we would not do in public. We have a tendency to treat people a lot differently at home than we would in church or at Walmart or in a restaurant. We come to church and we put on our spiritual face. But as soon as we climb back in the car, if we're not careful, we'll take that face off like we do our Sunday suit coat and let the flesh take over. It's easy to get in the flesh. Anybody hear me this morning? It's easy to get carnal. We all know that. We need to determine, folks, that even within our house, we are going to walk with a perfect heart. Now, don't get confused by that word perfect. In the Hebrew, it simply means mature, spiritually grown up. Amen? We are going to live and act and speak the way that God would have us to, in our homes, as well as in our church, as well as at our job, as well as at Walmart, wherever we might be. David says, I will, 9 times in this short psalm. Beloved, we too need to make this kind of commitment to the Lord. I will live godly, not just here at church, but on Monday and Tuesday and at CMC and at the police station, wherever I might be. I will behave myself wisely. There's a few things I want to give you this morning in this short psalm that David determines to do within his house, that you and I need to determine to do within my house. First, he says, within my house, I will worship the Lord. Amen. Look at it. Verse number 1. David says, I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I love it. The first item on the agenda, David says, I'm going to worship the Lord. I'm going to worship the Lord not just when the pastor's leading the singing, not just when Brother Kyle's shouting hallelujah. I'm going to worship the Lord at home. I'm going to worship the Lord. This sister knows what I'm talking about because she got the cops called on her for worshiping the Lord Friday night. Maybe she was worshiping the Lord a little too loud. Amen? But then you can't worship the Lord too loud. And you can't worship the Lord too much. It's a good thing to do within my house. Brethren, listen carefully. The very first thing that David vows to I will within his house is to offer worship and thanksgiving to the Lord. Brethren, if you only worship the Lord here at church, you are out of God's will. Did you hear what I said? What can I do about that, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. Pop in your favorite worship CD in your deck and get alone. Take the phone off the hook and get in your prayer closet and lift your hands to Him and begin to worship in church. Amen? That, you know, it's a good and godly thing to do. When you just get alone with Him and begin to worship Him. Tell Him how wonderful He is. All of the blessings He's bestowed upon you. Listen now. True Christianity is a daily, moment by moment, deep, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Where you take time to be with Him. Time to sit at His feet. Time to worship Him. Sing praises to Him, adore Him, and grow in knowing Him more and more and more all the time. You know how you get to know somebody? By spending time with them. That's right, Sister Laura. When you spend time with somebody, the longer you spend in their presence, the more you get to know them personally. It's the same thing with the Lord. Look at Psalm 100. In Psalm 100, we read, make a joyful noise. Some of us can't sing too good. My hands up, amen. But you know what? We make a joyful noise to the Lord. Amen? That's all He wants. You don't have to, you know, sing like Pavarotti or, you know, one of these opera singers. You just have to make a joyful noise. That includes me. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. David says, verse 5, for the Lord is good. There is one person that is always good, never lets you down, never turns His back on you, and we can praise Him for that daily. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. How can anybody not worship Him? I don't understand it. He's wonderful! Don't you love Him? David says, number 1, I will worship the Lord within my house. Secondly, this morning, David says, within my house, I will behave myself wisely. What's that mean? Look at verse number 2 of Psalm 101. David says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. In a perfect way. Now, folks, we can get ourselves in a lot of trouble at home if we don't behave wisely there. It's amazing to me that we will often treat strangers on the street with more courtesy than we do the people we love the most and love us the most. It is an unwise person who ignores those who are most likely to support him or her through thick and thin, while giving in to the whims of those who would drop him in a heartbeat if he messed up on them. We have in our homes the most important relationships we will know in this life. Family. Let me suggest a few ways we need to behave ourselves wisely in our home. Number one, you must behave yourself wisely with your mate. That's your husband or your wife. 1 Peter 3:7, don't turn there, says, likewise ye husbands. Notice the Lord always addresses the husbands first. You think it might be because we're a little thick skulled, Carl?
We got it.
We got one amen on that. Listen, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. Oh, beloved, time out. If there is ever a time in the church age where men of God need to stand up and honor their wives, it's today. Did you know that the divorce rate in the church is 1 percentile behind the world? I don't understand that. And we've got men, Christian men, who do not honor their wives. The world, you expect it from the world. They don't know any better. But man, we need to honor our wives. Look what he says, as the weaker vessel. You know, I always say, guys, she will follow your lead. She will follow your lead. You know it's true. God made her that way. God made her to respond to your love. And if you're not loving her right, she's not going to be right, you know? Things will be messed up. But he says, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. He says, you need to behave yourself wisely toward your mate. Number one, dwell with your spouse wisely according to the knowledge of God. Amen? We need to dwell with our mate according to the knowledge of God. Not Dr. Phil, not Oprah, but according to the knowledge of God. Beloved, all of the relationships in the home depend upon mom and dad's relationship. Everything flows down from them. Right down to the cat and dog. Right? And we need to behave ourselves wisely in our relationship with our spouse. Secondly, you must behave yourself wisely with your kids. Ephesians 6:4 says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Brethren, listen to me. It is possible to mess up raising kids. I know, I've done it. So we need to behave ourselves wisely in raising them, particularly when they're young. We need to learn how not to provoke them to wrath. We need to learn how to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We need to behave ourselves wisely in raising our kids. And when we are around our kids, we need to behave wisely. Why? Because they're going to follow your example. It's not do as I say, not as I do. They're going to do as you do. It's just normal. Now, there is no one who clings to our words and actions more than our kids. No one who wants to be more like us than our kids. No one who wants to please us more than our kids. And when we behave ourselves unwisely around them, we make a mistake that they may never outlive. Dangerous. Thirdly, we must behave ourselves wisely with our things, our possessions. Let me make a statement, and please hear me out. Everything you have, everything you own, belongs to God. Yep. It's not yours.
That's right.
It's His. Why? Because He made it. He made it. He made it all. Listen now. They all things need to be used in ways that please the Lord. Because they're His anyway. It's like the Christian that gets a new fishing rod, a new boat, but then decides to go fishing on Sunday morning when he knows he should be in God's house with his family. That's not behaving wisely with the things that God has allowed us to have. You know that God can give, and Job said, the Lord taketh away? That includes people. Folks, this is serious business I'm talking about here. God can take people away from you. if we're not behaving wisely. Now, I think sometimes we forget that God can take those things away from us as easily as he gives them to us. Worse than that, he might let you keep them and keep up the sin you are committing with them to your own detriment. That means you are sowing more and more wicked oats that either you or your children will have to harvest someday. How we need to behave ourselves wisely with our earthly possessions. If you have something, let me make this statement. If you have something in your home that you can't control, get rid of it. Throw it in the trash. Chop it up with an axe. Television set? Destroy it. If you can't, if it controls you, I'm saying. Okay? Paul said, I will not be brought under the bondage of any. Fourthly, you must behave yourself wisely at home with the Lord. That makes sense, doesn't it? Deuteronomy 6, verse 6, listen. Says, and these words, which I command thee this day, shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. These words. And when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thine house, and on thy gates. What? What's Moses saying? He's saying it's good to have scripture plaques. Come to my house. You want a few? Take them. We got too many. I mean, my house is plastered with scripture everywhere you turn. Why? Because the Bible tells us to do that. Surround yourself with the Word of God. Anybody comes to my house, you better be a Bible believer because you're not going to like it very much if you're not. Listen, he's saying don't ignore the Lord in your home. Amen? Your home ought to be a haven for the Lord. It ought to be a place where only godly conversations are spoken. Your home ought to be a place where prayers are offered. The Bible is read. Godly music is heard. Listen, David says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way within my house. Within my house. Not just at temple. Amen? Thirdly. David says, within my house, I will only behold purity. Wow. Look at it. Psalm 101. Look at verse 3. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave unto me. Beloved, this means that in my home, I ought to be careful that only those things that are pure are found there. First, in two ways. First, in the decorations we display. I've seen Christians who have naked statues displayed in the form of art in their home. What is that? You know, I mean, it's you're supposed to be... I have known Christians who have in their homes idols of pagan religions, you know, for decoration. Dude, throw it in the trash. What's wrong with you? Don't you read the Bible? Let me tell you, if it couldn't be displayed at church, it shouldn't be displayed in our homes. Amen? Not getting too many this morning. Secondly, in the forms of entertainment we allow in our home. I've known Christian men that have pornographic magazines and videos in their home. Hello? Listen, we even have to monitor what television shows our kids are watching because so much of it is filth and garbage from Hollywood. In our homes, beloved, we ought to behave ourselves wisely and behold only that which is pure. David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes within my house. Amen? Folks, I'll tell you what. If we're, you know, my wife and I like to watch those crime documentaries. You know, we just love those because it's real life. I'm not talking about the stupid CSI shows. That's fake. We're talking about the real ones. Because it's very interesting. But I have my thumb on the clicker remote because the commercials, you can't even watch commercials now. It's unbelievable. We need to behave ourselves wisely within our home. Fourthly, David says, within my house, I will choose my companions wisely. Look at verse 4. This is important. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person. Now, did David just say, I'm not going to witness to a wicked person? No. He said, I'm not going to hang out with them. I'm not going to have them over for tea. Look at it. Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. 7. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Beloved, listen very carefully to me. We've got to be so careful about the companions we choose. Why? Because they rub off on you. You'll become like them, right? You'll be contaminated. Oh yeah, it's true. We need to be very careful about our companionships. The Christian home is no place for ungodliness of any sort. I like what Brother Mark told me last week. This fella came over to his house, and he was cussing, losing four-letter words. And Mark said, "Get out. Get out of my house." And he slammed the door on the way out. Why? Because the guy was being ungodly in Mark's house. And Mark don't like that. He's a Christian, right? That's the right thing to do. If they're going to start spewing out their filthiness in your home, kick them out! I don't care if they get offended. You're going to please God. Never mind what they think. David says he will not know a wicked person. What he means by that is that he would not have a close relationship with them. There are two types of wickedness that we should have no close fellowship with in our homes. First, the doctrinally wicked. The doctrinally wicked have no place in your home. You know the JWs? Hey, can I sell you a New World Translation? No thanks. Boom. Take a hike. I don't want your false doctrine. You're not going to poison my kids, right? Don't listen. We cannot have the doctrinally wicked in our homes. 2 John verse 10 says, "Don't let them in your house. Don't bid them Godspeed, and don't receive them if they bring not the doctrine of Christ." That is, that Jesus is God. They don't, by the way. Secondly, the other ones that we need to avoid are the practically wicked. These are people who practice wicked, sinful things on a regular basis. David identifies more than three of them, but at least three types of sinners here in Psalm 101 that were not welcome in his home. First, the froward. Look at verse 4. "A froward heart shall depart from me." What's froward? A froward person is evil. They just seek evil and they want to infect you. David would not allow those whose hearts were full of evil and wickedness to be in his living room. Smart man. Secondly, another one he avoided. Slanderers. Slanderers. Look at verse 5. "Whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off." He says, I don't want people coming in and dumping all their garbage of gossip on me about so-and-so. You know how you can stop someone from gossiping? As soon as they open their mouth and start spewing out this filth of brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so or the pastor, tell them, let's go and talk to them about it right now. Let's go right now. Oh, no, I wanted to tell you. Yeah, that's because you want to slander him. That's called slander. And David said, I'll have nothing to do with it. Get away from me. Listen. Gossip and slander and evil speaking of this type can only be stopped if we refuse to allow the speaker an ear. That makes sense. We can't, for politeness sake, listen to what they say. We must cut them off and refuse to allow them to say it to us in the first place. Thirdly, another one he would not have in his home, the prideful. Look at verse 5 again. Verse 5, "Him that hath an high look and a proud heart will not I suffer." David says a haughty spirit, a proud heart, those who look down on others, I will not associate with. David says, if they don't get right and repent of that pride, I don't want to fellowship with them. Pride was the sin of the devil, right? That was the first sin. Adam and Eve weren't the first sinners. The devil was the first sinner, and his sin was pride. Fourthly, another type that David avoided, liars. Look at verse 7. "He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight." David says, you know what we got today, folks? We got a bunch of liars. Have you noticed? People lie. Politicians lie. Hello. Carl says, what? Yeah. Bunch of liars. That's what we've got. You know what we need? We need some men of God who will stand up and tell the truth. That's what we need. And David says, I don't want, as far as I can see, there isn't much worse than lying. David said, I won't let them even stay within my sight. He says, within my house, I will worship the Lord. Within my house, I'll behave myself wisely. Within my house, I will only behold purity. Within my house, I will choose my companions wisely. But finally, beloved, this morning, David says, within my house, I will dwell with the godly. I will dwell with the godly. Look at verse 6. Don't miss this. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Now this psalm from verse 6 on gets messianic. It's not, you're not going to cut anybody off. You better not. You'll be arrested. But the Lord will when he comes back. From verse 6 through 8, it's all messianic. When the Lord comes back, he's going to cut off the evildoers. By the way, David had the right to do that. He was king, right? Mm-hmm. And he had to pass judgment on wickedness. But look what he says in verse 6. I'm going to dwell with the faithful. I'm going to dwell with the godly. Verse 6, I'm going to dwell with him that walks in a perfect way. Glory to God. Beloved, listen carefully. David tells us in closing who it is that he would choose for his companions. They are twofold. First, the faithful. Verse 6, the faithful of the land. He shall dwell with me. That is, those who have faith in God. Saving faith. Those who you can have faith in. Dependable. Trustworthy. Good for their word. People, how critically important this is. Because you will become like those you hang out with. Right? So we want to hang out with those who are spirit-filled, those who are godly, those who have their nose buried in this book and their knees calloused with prayer and worshiping the Lord. That's who we need to dwell with, David says. Secondly, not only the faithful, but with the perfect, that is the spiritually mature. Verse 6, he that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. Now, this doesn't mean that they never do anything wrong, okay? The word perfect means mature, grown. Those who are growing in the Lord and truly serving the King of Kings should be our choicest companions in our lives. Your home is one of the most important places in your life. Why is it that we do not protect it more? Beloved, by behaving wisely in our home, by beholding only purity within it, and by belonging only with the godly in it, we can be sure that we will stay on that perfect path that leadeth unto life. And we'll be doing it like David, within my house, within my house. We need to make that commitment to the Lord. In closing, let me give you this. There was a woman in our mission church in 1998. We were in Colorado to the Southern Ute Reservation. We were missionaries. And this gal would come to church. She'd sit in the front pew every Sunday, faithful, tither, I mean, worship the Lord, love the Lord. Read her Bible. Something happened. She started missing services. So, of course, Miriam and I went to visit. And said, how you doing, sister? You know, we haven't seen you in a few weeks. Oh, I'm fine. You know, just been busy, you know, doing things. Well, come to find out, she stopped coming completely. And her sister was a member of our church as well. Nobody here knows what I'm talking about. It ended up, she backslid. She ended up in the bars. And she ended up, because of alcohol impairment, picking up various guys on Friday and Saturday nights and going and doing various things she should had no business doing. You know what happened to that gal? She quit serving God. She quit coming to church. She would have those, she had four little kids at home. Some of those guys she would take home. Folks, I'm here to tell you this morning, this is a Christian. She's by note, she's saved. Backslid. I'm here to tell you this morning that there's a danger that you need to be aware of. We're all vulnerable. Amen? And we need to stay humble and realize I'm dependent upon His grace to keep me standing. I'm nobody. I can do nothing apart from Jesus Christ in me. But I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let's not end up a casualty. Let's protect our homes. That we can say with David, within my house, I will behave myself wisely. Father in heaven, how we thank you this morning that within my house, I will worship the Lord. And within my house, I will behave myself wisely. And within my house, I will only behold purity. And within my house, I will choose my companions wisely. And within my house, I will indeed serve you and glorify you and walk with you and behave myself in a perfect way. That is, in a spiritually mature way. Lord, I thank you this morning for those who are here, your people, who are right now in the privacy of their hearts making a commitment to Jesus Christ that I will be a real Christian, and even in my home. But Lord, let me rephrase that, especially in my home. Lord, I thank you that by your Holy Spirit, we can be what you've called us to be. We thank you for the abundant, spirit-filled Christian life that you came to purchase for us. And we thank you, Lord, that we've received it. And all we need to do now is walk in it. Like David, with a perfect heart. Spiritually mature. Growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his holy name we pray. And the people said, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Folks, let's grab our hymnals this morning. We will finish up with a closing hymn. And open up your hymnal. We'll stand. And open up to hymn 84. Hymn 84. Do you love him this morning? The song says, "My Jesus, I love thee." Amen? William Featherstone wrote the incredible words. And let's sing the first and second of 60, hymn number 84. First and second, praise the Lord. Let's stand. Thank you, Lord. House. And before we close in prayer, look at stanza number four, somebody. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis thou. Don't you just love him, church? Yes. What a blessed Savior we serve. We are so privileged to know him today. Brother Kyle, if you're able, dismiss us in prayer. And tonight at 6, if you're able, the 8 mysteries of the New Testament. You'll love it. Brother.
Lord, we thank you once again for the privilege we've had to gather in your sight, to hear your word, Lord, as you apply it to us. We thank you, Lord, for ever having your word constantly available to us. We thank you for making your word clear to us, Lord, and bringing your message so eloquently to our ears and helping us, Lord, to understand it. We pray, Lord, that you'd open our hearts and our minds that we'd receive it and bury it deep within our minds and our hearts, Lord, that we'll not forget the meaning of it and the importance of the word that you've given us today. I ask you, Lord, to be with us, to watch us over us, to guide us, to give us safe travels in our traveling throughout the day, and bring us back safely this evening. And I ask that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. It's snowing, people.